18th century travellers to Venice often included a visit to a concert at the Ospedale della Pietà in their itinerary, and their writings give us a glimpse into how these concerts were arranged. This charitable institution for orphans is well known because it's where Vivaldi worked for so much of his life, enjoying the opportunity of working with musicians of an exceptionally high standard. The musicians were all female, as the boys in the orphanage were housed separately and learned a trade. The Pietà was run like a convent, and a strict level of decorum had to be adhered to, especially when the girls performed in public. They could not perform music openly, but instead they performed in galleries, obscured behind metal grills. This somewhat irritated Jean-Jacques Rousseau, who wrote, "What grieved me was those accursed grills, which allow only the tones to go through and conceal the angels of loveliness of whom they are worthy." French politician Charles de Brosse seems to have got a better view of the girls through the latticework. He wrote, "There's no instrument, however unwieldy, that can frighten them. They are cloistered like nuns, and it is they who perform alone. About 40 girls take part in each concert. I vow to you that there is nothing so diverting as the sight of a young, pretty nun in a white habit, with a bunch of pomegranate blossoms over her ear, conducting the orchestra and beating time with all the grace and precision imaginable." The final concert of the Cape Town Baroque Festival is called Venice, Vivaldi and the Ospedale della Pietà. In order to give a sense of what these performances at the Pietà were like, Eric Dippenaar is using the gallery of the Sendinggesicht Museum for musicians, with the audience sitting below. I will be there to give the pre-concert talk exploring the fascinating inner workings of the Pietà. One of the pieces in the programme is Vivaldi's Concerto for Strings in D minor. Here are the two last movements, a mysterious largo leading to a bracing allegro that is full of energetic sequences. It is performed here by l'Arcicembalo. Was l'Arcicembalo performing two movements from the Concerto for Strings in D minor by Vivaldi, the Largo and the Allegro.